The gospel is about hope. And so is this reading from Paul that I'm going to spend time with now. Yesterday, we ended the letter to the Romans on verse 17, chapter 8. It says, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit or to our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. He continues today, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us or for us. And now he's going to take four aspects of our experience, all of which give rise to hope. You see, this is the chapter on the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it's the chapter on hope. Because the Holy Spirit, who is divine, who is God, is moving us toward eternal life, protecting us, guiding us, inspiring us, fortifying us. So now Paul, the mystic, looks at creation and says, it's very hopeful. So he says, you see, the first one, creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it. And then their translation, in hope that, I think it's better, subjected it in hope. It just depends on where you put the comma. And of course, there's none in the manuscript, so. In hope that creation would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. One of the signs of hope is we know that something's wrong. You know, tornadoes, volcanoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, whatever, they're the sign that this thing is not where it's supposed to be. It's on its way somewhere. It's the very imperfection of the universe. And how would I know it's imperfect if I didn't have some idea that this isn't it, you know? So you see how that's hopeful. There's something in my heart that tells me one day this creation is going to be transformed by the life of God, as Aquinas puts it. You know, the stones, the trees, the grass, the flowers, all given a transformed existence by the direct gift of God to creation. That's the first sign of hope. And so it says, and the key word in all of these three is groan. That's amazing, isn't it, really? You'll see what I mean. You see, so we know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. This is a powerful image from Old Testament, you know, but creation is trying to give birth to us and to a glorious existence. It's groaning. But not only that, we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves. The Holy Spirit lives in us, he moves in us, he purifies us, he guides us, he shows us the Father. But, as St. Catherine of Siena used to say every time she received the Eucharist, this is great, Lord, but how long do we have to keep it up in symbol? It's the very reality that shows us that there's more. And that's hope. You see? For in hope we were saved. We were awaiting the redemption of our... I'm sorry, I think I skipped this line. Our salvation, our adoption, the redemption of our bodies. You know, when you get tired or you get sick, realize this is not the final state of my poor old body. It's going to be transformed by the direct gift of the Trinity to me in the depth of my being, and I'll be kept alive and glorious by the Trinitarian life itself. Okay. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope. For who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. So creation groans, we groan. Now you may remember, I'm anticipating tomorrow. The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. The Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. Even the Spirit groans, waiting to transform us and make us beautiful with God forever. That's why he says, the sufferings of this life, they're nothing compared to what's coming. So let's lay hold of them, you know, not just passively. I don't mean go out looking for suffering, but I mean, let's preach the gospel. Let's pursue the Lord. Hope. This chapter is about the Holy Spirit, as I've said before, because it's about hope. We have the first fruits of eternal life already dwelling within us, the Trinity, the Holy Spirit moving within us. So that's where we are in this letter. That's why he starts. The suffering of this present time is nothing compared with the glory revealed in us. And so look, folks, creation is groaning. We're groaning. Even the Holy Spirit is groaning. He's with us.